episode 3 of the Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes mobile game. I'm your host, Adnar, and I'm joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Coleman. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Adnar. We got a lot to talk about, huh?
Yeah, a couple of things came out in the past week, if you had
Whoa. More than a couple. We've had a lot come out since that last show.
I mean, only four new characters, like six reworks, a new event, territory battles. I mean, not really all that much.
No, not... Well, territory battles hasn't come out yet, but we've got a little bit more information, and we'll...
Which, yeah.
I don't think we have enough time to get to that, but that'll be next show, so don't worry, everybody.
Yeah, and we'll get more information, so... Yeah, we're just going to go over today. We're going to go over all the reworks, the events, Commander Luke up the wazoo. But for starters, how's your week been in Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes?
Oh, it's been hectic. Finished off farming old Ben, finished off my Imperial Super Commando, so now my entire Imperial collection's all 7-starred. I'm happy. I'm back to mod farming. I'm good to go.
Sounds fun. You're a lucky man. I'm still farming old Ben. I'm going to have him soon. It's just, like, I'll have him before the event's over.
But yeah, well, that's the important thing.
I'm still farming him. But yeah, so we'll just dive right into it. We're going to first talk tonight about the reworks to the old characters. Like we said, there are reworks to Stormtrooper Han, Farm Boy Luke, Princess Leia, old Ben, and Raid Han. We're going to go one by one, just talk about them real quick. The first one we're going to go over is the one who got probably the least amount of work, and that's Stormtrooper Han. I'll just go through the changes real quick. On his basic, he got an Omega upgrade to turn meter chance increase from 15% to 30%. His special draw fire, they clarified some of the text. And the cooldown was reduced by 1, I think making it 4. I think it's 4
now.
And then his leader, Plan B, fully upgraded, now grants 40% defense instead of 35 flat defense to allies above 50 health. So a little bit more survivability.
Ooh, big change.
Yeah, massive sweeping change. And then the big change is to his unique bluff. It got a Zeta upgrade, because who didn't get a freaking Zeta upgrade? Is whenever Han takes damage, he recovers 5% protection. I mean, that's a nice Zeta upgrade, especially if you run a Chirpatine team in Phase 3, but he was probably the one that needed the least amount of work.
Yeah, and the Zeta I wouldn't even bother with, because it's not enough protection to justify getting hit and recovering 5% protection every time.
They're going to take out more than 5% of your protection generally anyway.
A lot more.
So, I mean, some things to make him a little bit better. Nothing too crazy, but I still like it. I mean, I use him in my Phase 3 team. This will make him a little bit better.
Yeah, it will. It'll make him a little bit more survivable, especially if you have the ability to Zeta him at all. It's up to you. You got a lot. There's a lot more Zetas out there now.
Yeah.
A lot more tempting.
And now Stormtrooper Han has really become the redheaded stepchild of the Hans.
Well, he's always got a redheaded stepchild. Well, he's only been the only stepchild.
Yeah, but now we're going to have two more Hans. We're going to have a whole team of flipping Hans owners. So,
remind me.
But yeah, he's still not arena viable, in my mind.
No. Early arenas, he's viable.
Yes, early arenas, and I recommend you get him early for credit heist.
Yeah.
Other, like, high-end, level 85, he's not arena viable, but he's nice to... He can get you your Emperor Palpatine. He can...
Very easily.
Yeah, he can help with a bunch of other things, so... Overall, some good changes. I'll let you start talk about the next one.
All right, the next one's going to be Farm Boy Luke. So Farm Boy Luke, first thing you notice is that, okay, it's Moisture Farmer Luke, Blue Jean Luke, whatever you want to call him. It used to be known as Skywalker Luke. Now he's got the official farm boy tag, which I found hilarious. I got a good kick out of that, so I enjoy seeing farm boy next to his name now. But aside from that, his basic, the changes in it, upgrade 7 now grants 10% damage instead of 5% damage. The Omega upgrade now grants 15% damage in addition to previous bonus of 10% turn meter. His first special, Bullseye, and his only special. The Omega upgrade now reads cooldown minus 1, add speed down for 2 turns, and if this attack does not score a critical hit, dispel all debuffs on the target. Now, I like that ability because of certain people, mainly General Kenobi, who will apply all those pesky little retributions and critical hit immunities. So that pretty much wipes out that. His leader ability now isn't that great of a Zeta. I don't necessarily see too much, but it's plus 5% tenacity, so it's about 50% tenacity and all. And whenever an ally resists a detrimental effect, they gain advantage for 2 turns. So it's, in a way, it's kind of like a Zol team almost, but without the stealth and without the turn meter.
Which makes it that much worse.
Yeah, I know. I don't like this. However, his unique draw a bead, the ability got completely reworked. Now Luke has plus 10 to 25% based on the upgrade level, of course, critical chance. So, again, that's 10 to 25% crit chance. His new Zeta upgrade, though, at the start of each of his turns, Luke gains 10% crit damage, stacking until the end of this encounter. So, in arena, you're not gonna see a big gain, a big jump, because there's only about 5 or 6 turns in arena if you're lucky. But in a raid, I can see that kind of being useful, kind of not, considering that's the same thing as a Tarkin. So, it's up to you. I think there's better Zetas out there to use it on.
Yeah, it is. I mean, now, the thing that stood out to me for this was he'd be really good if you were using a Tebow lead for the Rancor.
Right.
It will give you speed down, and it will stack critical damage, so you don't... He'll take care of those. But if you have Commander Luke, it's useless. Like,
right.
There's no need for it, because Commander Luke, as we'll get into later, can just destroy the Rancor.
Right.
But if you don't have him, and you have Farm Boy, I think he'd be really good under a Tebow lead to add that speed down, and then just to do that massive damage towards the end.
Yeah, he will. And he's already been a hard hitter to begin with. Now he's just going to even hit harder, which is hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. So, nothing major on him.
No.
I still won't use him. I won't use a Zed on him.
No, I won't. He's got 2, so I'm just going to say bye.
Yep. So we'll get into the 3 that actually I think will matter the most. The 3 reworks that had the biggest changes. So we'll start with Princess Leia. Basically, her upgrade, we'll start with her basic, Hair Trigger. Upgrade now grants plus 10% damage instead of plus 5% damage. So more damage, that's good. A big one here, Omega upgrade grants plus 15% multi-attack chance, in addition to previous bonus of add 50% chance to gain 10% turn meter. So she's going to be multi-attacking more. That's huge.
Right, and this is me and another guildmate of ours, Mr. Clean, we were discussing this a little bit today, and it's noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
It is very noticeable, because I kind of ran her in one of my variances of the Commander Luke squad, and I noticed it immediately, where she would just tap, 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 everything.
Yep, and then we'll get into her her unique on how much that helps with that. But her special, so her Rebel Tactics, the ability just got reworked. So now it fully upgrades, it reads Princess Leia gains stealth and critical damage up for 3 turns, and gains 50% turn meter. If Leia already had stealth, she also gains offense up and foresight for 3 turns and gains double turn meter.
So pretty much she's gaining 100% turn meter if once she goes stealth and getting that attack off.
Yep. To me, this screams synergy with R2.
Yeah, and R2 or Tebow possibly.
Yeah, either or. It's something that will stealth her, and then she'll use that ability. She'll use Rebel tactics and then just, you know, have critical damage up for 3 turns, turn meter, offense up, and foresight.
Right.
So she'll just be hitting like a truck.
And is it an Omega?
Is it? I think it might be. I have to double check on that one. It doesn't say on the sheet, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Yes, it's just a Omega. So definitely I would invest, especially since it's just an Omega, invest in that.
Oh, yeah. That is a huge Omega upgrade for her. Like, it's one of the mandatory ones for her. And then we'll go to her unique. It's against all odds. The path reworked and gained a new Zeta upgrade, which is plus 45% chance to heal. And whenever Leia attacks, she recovers 5% protection. So fully upgraded, it means whenever Leia attacks, she has a 55% chance to grant all allies critical chance up for 2 turns and recovers 5% health and protection.
What are your thoughts on this?
This is ridiculous. Now, this is a Zeta, so we'll say this, but the one thing that made Princess Leia not viable in Arena was she had to skip a turn at the beginning to go stealth, and she was ridiculously easy to kill. This takes care of both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the stealth and turn meter, obviously, but the Rebel tactics and the turn meter itself works for that. But the gaining health and protection makes her so viable.
Right. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, and with all the Commander Luke leads and all the crit chance and crit damage that goes up.
Yeah.
When she attacks 3 times, she's going to be hitting you for 15-20k all the time. What? Not to mention she has counter chance. So when she counters with under Commander Luke, she gains health and protection that way too.
Right. But now I kind of wonder if they kind of did this to her because of the Hat Raiden, the way people have been using her. Because so far, everyone uses the Princess Zodi kind of thing where, you know, she's a 5th on the Zodi squad. Mm-hmm. And just because she hits, okay, Cody's got his special back and he can use it again. But because Leia never really got the benefits of that Zeta, she would always just flat out be destroyed. First one gone. There goes the team comp. Now with this, she's almost the last one now.
Yeah, the perfect example is we have somebody in our guild who runs Princess Zodi in Phase 4. And he consistently was doing like 3 million damage. And then this change occurred. And he jumped up to 6.5 million.
Hmm.
Just from this. And he's like, Princess Leia actually lived longer than 5s.
Wow. That's something.
He's just said flat out, he's like, you don't realize that foresight and the multi-check and the heal and the health and protection, it's just, it's insane.
Yeah, I think so far from between our guild and my shard chat I have going on, I think the max has been 10 million I've seen.
Which is essentially soloing it.
Essentially, yes.
So I'm pretty sure Princess Zodi will be able to solo Phase 4. Not every time, but with a decent amount of luck and the right gear, once they get them to gear 12, they'll be able to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So I love everything they did with this
Yeah, they made her a very, very, very powerful princess.
Oh, so good. All right, we got to go on. Otherwise, yep. I'm just going to just talk about my love for Princess Leia.
Just so keep fantasizing there, buddy.
Yeah, I will. You start talking about the next one.
All right, so the next one's going to be Raid Han Solo. And, you know, we all know that Raid Han, you know, he's kind of always been there. You know, he's, okay, Rancor, okay, I can kind of level him up, whatever. But, and he was good in the beginning, but then the auto-taunters came and made everyone not even think about Han Solo anymore, which he's my favorite smuggler. So let's kind of kick this thing off. His basic now, this ability can no longer be evaded, which I love. The Omega upgrade now grants 25% bonus damage and removes 35% turn meter if the target has 50% or more turn meter in addition to the previous bonus of 15% damage. Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, okay. It is.
So, special one, Deadeye. The Omega upgrade now grants inflict stun for one turn in addition to previous bonus of cooldown -1. Now, I love this because in addition to all that, you've also got to remember he gains turn meter equal to, I believe, his potency or critical chance. I don't quite remember.
It's
critical chance, so that's a lot. Especially if he uses second special, Never Tell Me the Odds, which grants critical chance up. So, and it hits like a dang truck. Special number two, Never Tell Me the Odds. The Omega upgrade now grants an additional 5% turn meter gain, and Han gains critical damage up for two turns, and the previous bonus of 25% turn meter gain chance has been increased to 75% turn meter gain chance. That's pretty big, because that ensures, okay, hey, I got my crit damage up, I got my critical chance up, let's go ahead and whack somebody real fast.
Mm-hmm. And then if you use that right before you use Deadeye, then you stun them.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, not only that, but he also gains evasion up, which if you're... Not a lot of people use Scoundrels except for events, mm-hmm. which if you kind of play around with it in the event, kind of just manual it. I kind of encourage you to use a Cad Bane leader with this Never Tell Me the Odds, and people just dodge. People dodge. And gain turn meter like crazy.
I guess I never really thought of that because I usually just auto.
Yeah, I like playing around with the game a little bit sometimes when I level up stuff. It's like, okay, let's see what this does and this does and this does. Ooh, fun. Anyway, I'm getting off topic now.
No, that's fine.
Unique shoots first. Han now ignores taunts during the bonus turn, which that's his. The bonus turn is his initial turn before everybody, so he goes first no matter what. And so your auto-taunters and everything else, the only thing that's really going to affect this is, like, the Zol comp, where they all gain stealth before he even goes, which, eh.
Yeah.
Now, that was his biggest problem, was that Shore Trooper and all these auto-taunters, like Baze, came in. And kind of messed up his whole, oh my god, hey, I get a free stun off and a free hit. The stun inflicted during the bonus can now no longer be resisted, which is great.
Yes, it is.
And he has a Zeta upgrade to this now, so lucky us. Mm-hmm. Another Zeta for this team. God. New Zeta upgrade, 10% crit chance. I'm sorry, plus 10% crit chance. I'm getting ahead of myself. And the first time each turn Han uses basic attack, he attacks again, dealing 50% less damage. So that's pretty nice, especially if you know you're kind of running that counter team, that Commander Luke. So if he counters, he's gonna hit twice.
Yeah. Okay, so this ability, this unique, is the bane of my existence.
Also,
so
elaborate.
All right, so I was telling you before. So as you may have remembered from the previous episodes, I run Resistance. Raid Hob is showing up all over my shard now. And the AI decides it actually wants to be useful. And when Han goes first, he stuns Poe every single time I did it today. He stuns Poe every single time. And I'm just like,
I don't resist, but I faced it. And yeah, Poe was the center of that team.
And like, when Poe can't go first and he's stunned, it just gimps your whole team, and then it's just a waterfall after that. You just there's no coming back from that. So
nope.
And I'm going to drastically say this, even with all Commander Luke Zetas, all the Zetas that came out, this Zeta for his shoots first is probably the most important, or the one I want to do first. Now, in theory, I'm going to do Commander Luke's first, but I really want to do this Zeta upgrade before that.
Mm-hmm. And I can understand that. I think that might... It's in my consideration. I'm juggling back and forth right now between whose Zeta I'm going to go after right now. Is it going to be Han Solo or Leia? I'm not even considering Commander Luke right now.
That'd be a tough decision.
Yeah.
There's so many Zetas that need to occur.
God, why'd they have to release so many so fast?
But, I mean, you're going to be using a Raid Han, right? I think you said you were going to be.
Eventually I will, yeah. As soon as I can grab that Zeta, I'll probably throw him in there somehow. I'll figure out a way.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, as soon as his shoot first ignore taunt, he became viable again.
Right. That was the one thing. Because I feel like so many people run that pre-taunt now. It's just, there's no way around it.
Oh, yeah. I saw a video where Raid Han one shot, or essentially two shot because he attacked again, took out a Rex before on the first turn. And this was in a battle for first place. So, like, it's not like you're basically gimping the whole team.
Right. And if you're having trouble with Commander Luke and that first turn, Han Solo is great because you can just stun Commander Luke right off the bat.
Now, this to me, when I first saw this, the first thing that popped into my head is poor Thrawn.
You'd actually be surprised.
Really? Because I would use it on Thrawn first.
Right, but the problem there too is you had Thrawn's team. Or his composition, generally the meta around him right now is the Rex, General Kenobi, Thrawn, R2, and Darth Nihilus.
Yeah.
So you have two other cleansers there, which if you don't happen to take care of Rex immediately, well, Thrawn's going to get his turn anyway.
Yeah, good point. Well, never mind. Way to dash my dreams and hopes about taking out Thrawn out of the meta.
I'm sorry.
All right, so we've been talking about Raid Han for a while. We got to get to one more. And
the most important.
The most important, Mr. Old Ben.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about Cup.
Oh, no. We still got to talk about Old Ben.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about the Underworld Police.
No, we're not talking about Cup. Cup will never be relevant.
You say that now, but I have hopes. I have hopes.
Faction rework. They're going to do a faction rework of all the useless characters. So, like,
he doesn't have a faction, so no, I feel does. Like they're just going to like turn the table on us and be like, hey, this guy.
He has a faction now.
Light side?
Yeah, no, he has a faction. What is the faction they got with what's when R2 came out? Galactic Republic.
Oh, Lord.
He is part of the Galactic Republic.
Lordy me.
So, he's going to get reworked with Ugnaught and all those useless characters.
Okay.
So, Old Ben. Old Ben, for starters, got the Rebel category tag. That was the most important thing, I think, that happened to him. But we all kind of saw it coming. So now he benefits from Commander Luke's, abilities. But his basic now grants potency up instead of evasion up. Which I'm kind of torn on. I like the evasion up off his basic, but potency up is more useful.
Yeah, it's a whole lot more useful, which with the AI, it never works out because he's probably going to cast that first special first.
Mm-hmm.
And then soon after, you know, he's going to go off and taunt and then not even use his basic until you hit him or until he gets that first turn or third turn of his.
Yeah, but now his Omega did upgrade, with an Omega saying this attack can't be evaded and inflicts evasion down for two turns.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to get rid of this evasion meta.
Yeah.
They've been around so long.
That Omega is the biggest middle finger to Zol I've ever seen. So, we'll go to this next one. His first special is Mind Tricks. This ability can no longer be evaded, and the Omega upgrade grants Jedi and Rebel allies 3% turn meter for each effect resisted, in addition to previous bonus of plus 15% turn meter reduction chance. So, basically, whenever they resist something, they gain turn meter. So heavy dot teams, if you get enough tenacity up on a team, on a Rebel team or a Jedi team, this would be huge.
Right. So no matter what, pretty much he's going to land it.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll go to his next ability. This is the new one. Is Devoted Protector. It fully upgraded without Zeta. It reads, Old Ben gains taunt for two turns. All allies gain defensive up for two turns with a four-turn cooldown.
Okay, I can see that being useful in phase three or phase four with the hat raid.
I can, too. Especially phase three. Honestly, in place of, Sunfac. Because that's who most people don't have. Is Sunfac in that group. So I could see that doing that. But when you fully upgrade it with a Zeta, it gets really interesting. It's Old Ben gains taunt for two turns. When his taunt expires, Old Ben gains taunt for one turn. All allies gain defense up for two turns.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think a lot of people right now, when they first released the video of this, you know, you saw Thrawn fracture him and he still had taunt. Have you seen anything at all? Because I haven't messed around with.
So what they did is they explained it, and they said it was very misleading because the first video, it was one-on-one.
Right.
So it looked like he still had taunt up, but because it was just one-on-one, the turn meters went so quick. It showed, he got taunt back up, I think it was they said, because Thrawn went right away. Because it was just one-on-one. They said it was misleading. And that's not the case.
So, yeah, and they've changed the video since then to Qui-Gon using a humbling blow with trying to erase that taunt. It just comes right back.
Yeah. I mean, this takes care of... I mean, if they try... you can't dispel the taunt. Because if you dispel the taunt, he keeps taunting.
Right. So pretty much Thrawn is about the only one who can keep that taunt gone.
Yep. That's really it. So essentially, when you Zeta this, you have a three-turn taunt on a four-turn cooldown that gives you defense up.
Right, and pretty much, for the most part, it can't be really dispelled until one turn after.
Mm-hmm. The one cool thing I really liked about this was actually the animation.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The animation, for those of you who didn't notice, it's the animation is when he holds his lightsaber in front of him, and he lets Vader kill him.
Okay.
That's the stance he takes. So I just that was a nice little Nice little nod there. But we'll go to his last one, his unique.
I love the name of this, by the way.
If You Strike Me Down. Ability reworked and gain a new Zeta upgrade. Plus 2% turn meter gain, plus 20% heal, plus 20% protection recovery. And the first time Old Ben is defeated, all allies gain 25% turn meter. Fully upgraded, so this is when it's all fully done. It reads, whenever another Jedi or Rebel ally takes damage, Old Ben gains 5% turn meter. The first time Old Ben is defeated, all allies gain offense up speed up for 2 turns, recover 50% health, 50% protection, and gain 25% turn meter.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot. I do love that they added the first time Old Ben is defeated, because otherwise you could 100% game the system.
Yep, absolutely.
Like, kill him, res him, kill, get him killed, res, you know.
Yep. I can see this in Arena once, if you can play it out to where, you know, he gets his taunt off, and then, say, Darth Nihilus comes in with Annihilate. There you go. So pretty much by then, some of your characters are missing health or protection by then, and then old Ben goes down, and then hey, you got most of it back, hopefully.
Yeah, I really like him in Rebel teams, not with Commander Luke. I think he'll be fine with Commander Luke, but like in the strategy they gave, I love having Jyn Erso with.
Yeah, and you know, I was kind of thinking about that too, but we'll get in that later.
Yeah. So that really is it for the new ability, the new reworks.
Right.
So now we're going to delve on to, you know, what really came out from all this is the Commander Luke stuff. Now, we went over his abilities last week, but we have the event now, and I have not completed the event, so do you want to talk about the event a little?
Sure. I feel like I have to put this out there right now because it's a really well put together event. I like the way they did it, and so I'm gonna have to say, just spoiler alert on for those of you who haven't done it. I apologize. You can skip over this part, whatever. This event was really, really cool because it pretty much took A New Hope and kind of made it into an event. So pretty much the first phase, you know, you and Old Ben, you're fighting off Tuskens, and it actually has the dialogue and everything like that from the movie. And then soon after that, the next stage is going to be, I think it's you and Stormtrooper Han. I don't remember. My memory's terrible.
It's either Stormtrooper Han or Princess Leia in Phase 2.
Yeah. But Han Solo, and it actually comes up and says his line from the movie, you know, hold off the Stormtroopers while I fix the Millennium Falcon. I don't remember the line. I'm sorry. But it was pretty cool. And, you know, Phase 3, you know, you're now on the Death Star and all things break loose. Which is really cool because the last stage, you know, you're in the corridor where all the prison cells are, and it's really cool. You're with Stormtrooper Han on that one. Then I think the fourth stage you're with Princess Leia, and then, you know, you're off doing your thing. It's another line. Stage 5 though, it's a little bit different because your character choice is very limited. In each one of these, you have to use very specific ones. And I believe, Ednar, this is where you're at right now, is the Old Ben stage.
Yes, I am. I'm on the I need Old Ben to 7 stars to continue, but, you know, I don't care about spoilers. I'll still love it either way. So if you want to keep going, go right ahead.
This game hasn't done before. We've seen a lot with a little bit with other games, but it's Old Ben versus Darth Vader. And in this event, in this stage, Old Ben cannot hurt Darth Vader. No matter how many times you whack him. with your wet noodle.
Okay.
So, pretty much what you're doing here is you have to survive 8 turns. You have all those abilities set up, and in the corner you have 2 other abilities. One's called Defend, and one's called Sacrifice. Sacrifice is on an 8-turn cooldown, and you must survive 8 turns until that move can be kind of activated. And once you reach that 8th turn, which was a pain in my behind, was that, okay, I got to turn 7, here we go, I'm getting ready to do it, Darth Vader ability blocks me for 3 turns, I almost died.
Oof.
Yeah, I was like, well, thank you, RNG Jesus, you almost killed me. But luckily, as fate would have it, I dodged a lightsaber throw and somehow got enough turn meter to get my last turn up and hit that sacrifice button. But it's really cool because it goes to a cutscene, and then it's the actual scene where Vader cuts down old Ben.
Oh, so it's like an actual clip from the movie?
Yep, it's actually pulling from the movie.
That's awesome.
Yep. You see Vader strike down old Ben, and then you see Vader just staring at a pile of old Ben's clothes.
Okay. It's super excited now.
Yep, it's a great stage. I love it. I freaked out. I was like, oh my god, no way! Okay. And then, so now, for your final event, for the final stage of this event, I'm sorry, it's pretty much, you're gonna have your Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Stormtrooper Han, R2, and I feel like I'm missing one.
Well,
no, that's it.
There's old Ben, but he died.
He's gone. Yep, old Ben is dead.
Does his ghost come back?
No, it does not.
Okay.
No.
Damn it.
So you're stuck with 4. And you've got to face down, I think it's 1 or 2 waves of stormtroopers, which I'm kind of... It's like, okay, cool. So we're done. This event's over. You now have a 7-star loot. Congratulations. It's a fairly easy event, so... Pretty much as long as you gear everyone up, I'd say, get your Leia to, like, gear 10 or 11 if you're really... Because she's just worth it. But, at the same time, it is an easy event. And pretty much if you get all 7 stars for everybody, it's like a gimme. Here's your Commander Luke. Congratulations. Thank you for playing. But there's also something... else in there, and as everyone knows, I'm a big Imperial fan. I love my Imperials, and in this came a little kind of treat for me because it was the first time I've seen the Scout Trooper and the Sand Trooper have a little bit of like sprinkle. Sand Trooper has a little sprinkle of a kit, and Scout Trooper actually has some good base founding for a kit now. And which is something we haven't seen in this game for those two characters yet. And to start off with the Sand Trooper, it seems like whenever they come out with him, it's going to be a revive Imperial kind of ability, kind of healer. Which, in one stage, you're facing off against a Sand Trooper commander, and if you kill off his men, they come straight back.
Ugh.
Which is... It's not that bad. They're like level 1s. It's no big deal.
Oh yeah, I killed them all. The first time I did it, I killed them all. I used R2's AoE, and I'm like, well, that was a mistake.
It's like, well, now they're all back. That's not good.
It's like those damn Ewoks.
Yep. Those gosh darn Ewoks. Now, the Scout Trooper, which I have been patiently waiting for, because he looks really cool. And I feel like he can bring a lot to the trooper team, is he now has an ability, a very useful, to me, ability that's completely going to kill off Zol and R2's stealth, is that he pulls out a pair of electro binoculars and locks onto somebody. It gives you the little target lock symbol from ships, but the debuff itself is actually called March Target. And what it does is, it even has a description. That's why I'm really excited that they're actually building on this kit right now, is that evasion chance is minimized, so as low as you can go, which is very interesting to me. So you cannot evade anything. But at the same time, you cannot gain stealth either. So if R2's stealth goes off, or Princess Leia's stealth goes off, too bad. You're not going to get stealth. But the real thing is evasion chance minimized. So I'm wondering now, if you gain foresight, which one of these debuff and buff wins? Will the debuff of marked target win, and you can hit somebody through foresight just like stun?
I mean, I guess we won't really know for sure until... We'll know unless somebody goes in with a Zetted Princess Leia.
Right, or just an Omega Leia, really, because she gains foresight.
Oh, she does gain foresight, but is that the... Is she in the one, that fight?
No, yeah, you're right, she's not. It's just Luke and Stormtrooper Han.
Okay, yeah, then there's no way to know. Unless...
But Scout Trooper's in a few other stages, too. And he's got the ability carries over through everything, so... If you do face a Scout Trooper, I would be curious to find out, like, how that's actually going to work.
Okay. I feel this is science in the making.
Yeah, I feel like we're not far off from seeing Scout Trooper make his appearance in the game as a character for us.
Now, is he in on the final stage?
You know, I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure he is. I think there's only one in each stage, but so if you remember, kind of hold off on nailing that Scout Trooper.
I will do that for you.
Thank you.
Just for you, Coleman. I will science the shit out of that. But yeah, I can't wait now to do these last two stages when I unlock my old Ben.
Yeah, no, that I've got to admit, I was not expecting that old Ben stage at all, and it was by far, it made the event. I was like, oh my god, oh, this is great, this is a fantastic event.
I can't wait. So, all right, so now we're going to move on to everything, all the stuff we talked about is centered around Commander Luke. So now we want to talk about teams we think will work with Commander Luke. Like, what kind of Commander Luke teams we're going to have, and possible counters. Now that he's out there, we've seen his damage, but for starters, have you seen how powerful he hits?
He hits pretty hard, which is why I was kind of explaining before when we were going over the Han Solo rework, why it might be essential to have him pop his stun off immediately on Commander Luke.
Yeah, because he hits basically, all right, for reference to people who may not know this, but, all right, so Director Krennic, he hits as hard as Director Krennic's basic. Oh, yeah. The test their defenses for Director Krennic. So he's like his main attack is the 6th hardest hitting ability in the game.
Right. And, you know, I kind of, for the people out there wondering why Director Krennic's hitting so hard in this game, if you play Star Wars Battlefront, and by all means, doesn't matter to me or your opinion, it's fun to me. But in the Star Wars Battlefront game, it's actually a revolver. So that in turn is why I think is why they gave him that huge amount of damage for his basic.
So you actually, I saw on Discord today, had an interesting Commander Luke team. What was that team again?
It was Commander Luke as leader. You have Han Solo, the Raid Han Solo, Princess Leia, R2, and Gar Saxon.
That's the one that got me. You had me up until that, and then that confused me.
And you got to think about it right now. For those people who use AoE attacks, or anyone at all who's going to try to take down Han Solo or Princess Leia, they will most likely counter now. with, because it seems like the counter chance they already have stacks with Commander Luke's ability of, with their counter. Commander Luke's leader ability grants them 50% counter chance. So, if they're popping off their basic, say Leia hits it off two or three times, or you hit Han Solo once, he pops his basic off two times. Well, here comes Gar Saxon and hitting two or three times along with them. If you use an AoE attack, well, that's an extra seven to ten hits.
I mean, it makes complete sense. Once you actually said it, that seems like a really viable team.
And all along there is that, I think, let me pull up Gar Saxon real fast, see if I can find him out. I don't exactly remember what his special and his his basic are, but I might have to pull up that way. But pretty much, he can hit for a good 7 to 8K and add that up over 7 to 10 hits, and you have an issue where I ran. Because I was running it a little bit in Galactic War, you know, the kind of test zone everyone uses it in. And I think Anakin Skywalker used his little AoE attack, and everybody jumped in on top of him, and he was full health, full protection, and that's quite a bit for Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he was gone. I didn't have to target him, and he was gone immediately. Let's see though. He's a little hard to find. There he is. Alright, on the hunt, maxed out, it deals physical damage to target with a 70% chance to inflict speed down for 2 turns. If the target already had speed down, reduce Gar Saxon's cooldowns by 1. Really, the only special ability here has a cooldown of 5. Which is deal physical damage to all enemies, dealing double damage to enemies with less than 50% turn meter. Enemies that had at least 50% turn meter lose 30% turn meter. So if he's popping that off every turn.
Oh yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Now, do you actually use hit this in arena? Did it go well?
I'm still I'm gonna try it out once I grab the Zetas, or at least Han Solo Zeta. But until then, it's not that arena team's not viable for me yet.
Okay.
Because I'm a little bit reserved about. Okay, here's a Commander Luke, which I don't have any of his Omega abilities yet, and I don't have any of his Zetas yet. So that team's kind of shaky right now, especially. In my shard, which I'm running against all these Team Instinct people, and I need just ungodly mods.
Yeah, I mean, the team that I there's two characters to run with Commander Luke that I almost consider not mandatory but highly advantageous to use with them, and that's Wedge and R2. Wedge, I feel, is really good with him because it allows Commander Luke to stun on his basic.
Okay.
Because Wedge puts defense down. And if defense down is on a target and Commander Luke uses his basic, it stuns them.
Right.
So Wedge does a crap load of damage on his own, adding the fact that he helps Commander Luke stun even better.
Let me ask you real fast. Would you put Ezra on that team too for the bonus attack?
Yes. I was thinking the team I was thinking of putting together is Commander Luke, Wedge, Ezra, R2, Raid Han.
Okay. Makes perfect sense.
That's the team I was thinking of putting together. You would be able to stun with two different characters, really. The only thing you're missing is some form of dispel if you don't have R2's second Zeta.
Hmm.
Now, if you have R2's second Zeta, you don't need any dispels. Because you're going to be critting left and right. And whenever you crit, you dispel all your debuffs on you.
Hmm. Right. Which, I've barely touched my R2. I got into gear 11, level 85, so I'm not too enthused about R2, but he's there.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, the versatility of R2, of putting the burning on, the stealth, the stun on the basic, and, you know, the dispel from his second Zeta, and then all the health and potency that he gives on his number crunch Zeta. Like, that's the Zeta I do have on him. And I just want to look it up real quick.
Yeah, and from the beginning, everyone's told me, you know, you need a Zeta R2's number crunch. Zeta R2's number crunch first. And I keep looking at all this, I'm like, whatever, I'm never going to need it, whatever. And now I'm just like, huh, I might need it now. But this whole time, you know, I've gathered all of these Zetas up, and if you look at my roster, they're vast majority on all of my Imperials.
Yeah. So, R2's number crunch Zeta, he gains 10% max health for each Rebel. But then he also gives 10% of his offense, protection, max health, and potency to all the characters on his
right.
team. So, like, the potency alone for Commander Luke is beneficial enough.
Absolutely, yeah. You want to get those debuffs off as much as possible.
Yeah, so I think just because of that, but if you don't have the Zed on R2, I don't think he's as worthwhile. Like, you'd want to put somebody else in there.
Yeah, who would you put in his place then? Do you have any ideas?
Part of me wants to put old Ben, but I don't know if that would work that well. I mean, you could also put in a Kenobi. But as much as I hate to say this, Chirrut. I like Chirrut in that team.
Okay. And I can see why, the countering.
Well, the countering, the dispels, the heal.
Yeah.
Tenacity up. Like, that's just benefits to have.
So now, would you consider putting, say, Thrawn or Darth Nihilus in? Because they've been kind of, especially Darth Nihilus has been hanging around the meta for quite a while right now.
I would consider Thrawn over Darth Nihilus, just because Darth Nihilus is a real dick. I hate him. He's just one of those characters where, like, I won't use him because I hate him so much. But he would
That's
be,
fair enough.
He would be a good person on that team. I just think Thrawn would be a better choice than him at this point. Being able to, I mean, think about it this way, because you can get, like, with Commander Luke's speed and with Thrawn's speed, if you get enough speed on those two, your opening turn is going to be, Raid Han stunning someone, Thrawn fracturing someone, and then Commander Luke going to town. Like, that's going to be your opening sequence.
Yep.
How does a team counter that?
You gotta be faster.
But you can't be faster than Raid Han.
Yep. No, you cannot. No matter how much speed you have, you cannot be faster than Raid Han.
So, I mean, but then that boils down to, hey, whoever has the most speed wins.
Yep, pretty much.
So, outside of Arena in raids, how are you seeing Commander Luke?
You know, Commander Luke outside of Arena and raids, it's a lot to take in. It really is, and I think right now I'm a little actually under, like, the hype was so high for Commander Luke, and he's hitting below the mark for me. And really? I guess... I suppose it's just because of my arena right now and the way it's set up, but and the way people can just take down whatever offensive team you put up with Darth Nihilus and the Thrawn combo, you can pretty much take down anything. But yeah, I guess it might just be the team comps right now, and until someone finds that really good team comp, which I think right now. Oh, what was it? I think it was Commander Luke, General Kenobi, Darth Nihilus, Thrawn, and R2.
I don't like the sound of that team.
It's not a fun team to go against.
Now, what can counter that team?
Good luck to you. It's a bit of a pain to take down, but you kind of know your own teams and what can be taken down. What I typically use for it is going to be, you know, my Thrawn lead with General Veers, Death Trooper Darth Nihilus, and right Thrawn. I'm missing Director Krennic. That's. So, it's Thrawn as a leader, Director Krennic, Death Trooper, General Veers, and Darth Nihilus. I know General Veers is kind of the odd one out, but he really plays well with the synergy with Death Trooper along with Director Krennic. So Death Trooper's just constantly moving around, getting all of his thermal imploder, you know, cooldown reductions off.
Now, doesn't Death Trooper have anti-rebel abilities, or am I going insane?
No, his basic actually, because in what it does, if he attacks a rebel, if Death Trooper attacks a rebel, he goes twice. He attacks twice. So the first one, generally, because with Commander Luke, no one's really focusing tenacity with Commander Luke. So immediately, pretty much, a Death Trooper is going to inflict daze. With that second attack, as soon as that second attack lands, you're most likely going to get stunned if you have that daze.
Okay, so I can see a big uptake in Death Trooper then.
That's generally my solution to most Rebel teams is I'm just going to toss Death Trooper in there and let him go to town on these Rebels. Because not only that, his health steal is insane.
Yeah, so you could definitely see an uptick in that.
Well, you've kind of seen Death Trooper kind of make his mark as Thrawn entered the game, but with his unique, I think his health steal is at 5% as a base. But with his unique, while Death Trooper's active, Imperial Trooper allies have plus 10% health steal. So he's an Imperial Trooper. So he's not, if he's fast and hitting people, he's not an easy one to kill.
No, he is not. Fought him numerous times. He is not a fun one to kill.
No, especially once he gets that Death Trooper grenade off. He's going to heal himself immensely.
Yeah. So now where do you see Commander Luke fitting into raids? Like, we've already seen, I'll just flat out say this, in the Rancor, he's gone.
That's what it seems like. There's videos going all around right now of him soloing by himself, just all out solo the Rancor.
Yeah, so like he can solo the Rancor. Any team he's on can solo the Rancor. So outside of that, in AAT, where do you see him fitting in the best?
Actually, believe it or not, phase one.
Okay. Now, why do you say that?
It's just the way he's built, really, because he takes away that turn meter, applies buff immunity to people, so there's apparently a video or two running around of him being like a Xylo almost, just a little bit better. And as we all kind of know, Xylo's been the, you know, god of phase one, so to say. If you duck out, jump in, duck out, jump in, which is what you're going to have to do with Commander Luke 2 eventually, but he gets the job done in Phase 1, plus all those counters.
Yeah. I see him actually probably doing the best in Phase 3.
That's fair. There's turn meter manipulation involved in that.
I mean, you have the turn meter manipulation, because, I mean, with... I mean, they fixed Xylo, but with... the biggest problem teams or guilds have right now is not Phase 2 or 4, because sandbaggers always will keep their best teams for 2 and 4 to boost their damage. Phase 3 is generally where everyone kind of gets hung up.
Yeah.
And this is Thrawn. Thrawn is great in Phase 3, and I think Commander Luke will be too.
Yeah, put them together and you got... It's going to be a pain.
Mm-hmm. I think those two can easily, on the same team, can easily solo Phase 3.
We'll see. I mean, I think that's yet to be determined, but I might mess around with it in our raid coming up. And in case anyone didn't realize this, me and Ednar are in the same guild, so...
Yes, we are. We are. Also, we are in the same fantasy football league, we found out.
Yeah, it's all thanks to Taco there. I can't believe there's... We're going to go against each other in fantasy football, so you might hear Mac talking on this show.
There will be an on-air bet when we play each other. I will guarantee
this. Oh, boy. Okay.
I haven't figured out what the bet's going to be. I'll be game for it. But we will have an on-air bet. So,
right.
So we'll go over that. So, I guess it's one of those things where Commander Luke is out there now. He's going to fit in everywhere. We just haven't found out the best place for him to fit in.
Yeah, and, you know, it's only day one, so people are still gearing him, still leveling him, and, you know, kind of throwing him around in teams, seeing where he fits. So I bet by this next show, we'll pretty much know where he's going to sit.
Yep. And, you know, his three Zetas he has.
Oh, I think, who was it in our guild that had the 60 Zeta stored up?
I think it was Painted.
No, I don't think it was Painted. I think, God, who? I can't remember who it was, but somebody in our guild had 60, and I'm just sitting there, like, looking at him. I hate you.
Yeah, I have, like, I have 27. Does that count?
I mean, you have more than I do right now, because I've been zating the crap out of all my Imperials, so every time I get one, I'm like, ooh, hey, I can put it on the throne. Ooh, hey, Tarkin needs one. Ooh, hey, Director Krennic needs one.
Fair enough. So, but I think that will do it for this episode, unless you got anything else, Coleman.
I don't have anything, really. I'm just really excited about this whole Scout Trooper thing. Not what you think.
I knew you would be. Next week, we're going to be going over all the territory battles and all that fun stuff. If we were to try to squeeze it in today, it would have been a two-hour episode.
I'm super excited about this next show. You know, we'll even have our first guest, hopefully.
Yes. Hopefully, everything goes according to plan. We will have our first guest. But I guess that will do it for our third episode. If you have any questions you would like us to answer, please email us at RebelForceAlliancePodcast.com or at gmail.com.
If you're even in the guild, it's our Rebel Force guild. Please feel free to DM us anytime.
Yep, DM me at Ednar or you at... Pronounce your name?
I'm not even very good at pronouncing it. It just looks cool.
All right. Just type at MITT and it will come up.
Yeah.
You can reach us on Twitter at RFA Podcast. I've got that going. I'm going to start advertising the show out there. So, as always, any iTunes reviews would be much appreciated. And I guess until next time, prepare to see more Commander Luke in every fight you have.
We'll see about that.